मालिका देवी माता जी was a true devotee. She personified the qualities of a Vaishnavi exactly as we read in the Holy Scriptures. In her words, in her action, and to the very core of her heart. Each of us is so fortunate to have been loved by her and taught by her through her example. During her last week or so, she told me that she was ready to go. She said, "I want to leave. She said, I've done everything that Krishna wanted me to do in this world. There's nothing left for me to do." And with great emotion, she expressed her appreciation of Mahaprabhu, who, although we heard has been very busy through his life, how much you moved her heart when you dedicated so much of your time toward that end to be with her. That was an extraordinary gift in her life. That's how she felt. She loved her children. The children within her immediate family and her large family. How is it that someone could be so much in love with so many people and at the same time detached? In the same sentence, she expressed how much she loved her children, her grandchildren, and yet she was so completely detached. That is possible when one is completely dependent upon Krishna. Kalika Devi Mataji entrusted her own soul to Krishna and entrusted the souls and the lives of her family and everyone she loved to Krishna. And in that state, she was happy. She was fearless. And at Krishna's lotus feet, she was liberated. Let us bow our heads in gratitude to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Nathabara for having given us his grace through Srila Prabhupada and through such a devotee as Kalika Devi. Hare Krishna. Anchakal Patarupyascha Kripa Sindhupya Epacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo